These fucking Amish are sleeping. Alright, watch this. This is gonna be fucked.
Quality assurance and training purposes. This call may be recorded.
Balls. Don't fucking record me.
Too late. They're gonna ready to record you anyway.
Paul.
Yes.
You sound a little tired.
I am just a little.
That's okay. You'll be all right. Hey, I was calling about this Amish thing, the little fireplace thing.
Yes, sir.
I had a few questions before I go ahead and give you my credit card number.
Sure.
Well, first of all, now, they told me in the commercial, right, that this thing's made out of real wood.
Yes.
Do the Amish actually chop this shit down themselves, or how do they go to a sawmill?
They do all the work themselves. They do the sawmill, everything. They're the ones that create the mantles.
All right. And the heater that goes inside of it, that's free, right?
Yes.
I don't have to pay for that?
No. Unless you decide that you're going to just purchase just that. If you purchase just that, that's $249.
Oh, just for the heater?
Just for the heater.
But that thing probably looks hideous without the really nice Amish...
Not bad.
Well, I mean, I want something fancy, you know, like some cherry wood finish on the outside of it.
Mm-hmm. It's very nice. There's oak, cherry, black, and white. Basic black and colonial white.
Now, from what I understand, the Amish, they don't, like, believe in using electricity or anything like
that.
No,
they don't use electricity.
So they do all this by hand?
They do all of it by hand.
Holy moly. Those guys are crazy, huh?
They do an unbelievable job.
Hey, did you ever see the movie Kingpin?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Isn't that great when Woody Harrelson comes out from the pasture?
Yep.
And he says he just milked the cow, and well, the Amish guy says, we don't really have a cow, it's a bull. Isn't that funny? Oh, my God, somebody's calling me. Oh, it's not important, it's just a bill collector. I didn't make my last payment on this other Amish thing I bought. It was called a fucking goat killer. Yeah. They want their money for that. But you know what? Here's this... Shut the hell... I'm going to break this phone. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Excuse me, sir.
That's all right.
I'm sorry. But here's the dealio, because, you know, in the commercial, I was a little confused. I thought maybe I would get this mantle, and they say they're going to throw the heater in. Free.
Yes.
Right. All right. So now, if the heater sucks and it doesn't even warm up my house with 5,000 BTUs, because I don't know, 5,000 BTUs, my blow dryer, it says 9,000 BTUs on it.
Okay.
So if I'm not happy with the heater, being that you guys chucked that in for free, does that mean...
Give us a call and we'll come and pick it up.
Well, that's covered under the warranty then?
Yes, it is.
Even the heater? Holy moly, those Amish guys are pretty nice. And, you know, I didn't think that the Amish would even, like, devise or build or construct anything that would have to do with modern technology, such as a little heater with a remote control.
As long as they don't do anything with the electricity, that's fine.
Oh, is that right? So who puts together, once the little Amish guys get their wood thing going together?
We have a warehouse.
Little chinks? The Chinese always making those electronics things. Because I noticed it has a remote control. Anything with a remote control is made by the Japs or the Chinks. I'm almost sure of it. You might get a gook every once in a while because Korean products are picking up. You ever see Samsung flat screen? I got one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I put porno on that sucker, and that pussy looks like it's right in my fucking face. I can't even believe it. Did your manager just tell you to hang up on me?
No.
Not yet?
No.
All right, cool. Then we got some time. So, 5,000 BTUs, are you aware of how much 5,000 BTUs is?
I have no idea how much 5,000 BTUs are.
All right, light a match and fucking stand near it in the freezing cold and see how much it warms you up.
Okay.
Now your manager's telling you to hang up?
No.
No, I'm just kidding. Seriously, though, 5,000 BTUs is jack shit. It really isn't. I mean, okay. If I put this mantle... that I just spent like $400, $500 on, and these poor Amish dudes are slaving over here in Pennsylvania trying to make me a nice wooden fucking oak goddamn thing to match my bathroom.
Well, they're not in Pennsylvania. They're in Ohio.
Ohio?
Yep.
Oh, who knew they migrated? How the hell did that happen?
We have a big Amish community in Winesburg and Millersburg.
Wait, are you in Ohio?
Yes.
Do you have the goofy curly hair like the Jews?
What?
Well, are you Amish?
No.
Oh, you're not
Amish? I would be on the phone if I was Amish.
Well, that's why I was testing you. I was testing you.
I passed that.
All right, yeah, you didn't pass it. But I said, I asked you if you were Jewish, which, you know, even the Jews had little curly things coming down the side of their head. But they don't, well, they do wear those goofy hats too, don't they?
Yeah.
What's up with that? I mean, you can't tell a Jew from an Amish anymore, especially now that they're in Ohio. Aren't you glad you got this call and not the one that guy next door to you has got? He's got some old bag on there who's actually buying this hunk of shit from you.
We sell about 5,000 a day.
And how many do you get returned?
Not many.
Oh, I'm almost sure. Give it time. The commercial has only just flooded my TV. So I'm sure that there's going to be people going, I can't even heat up my closet with this 5,000 BTU shit. Yeah, no shit, it only uses as much electricity as my coffee maker. I get more heat out of a cup of coffee than I do this piece of shit. Sure, the wood's nice. These Amish fucks are over there fucking putting together their craftsmanship. But I can't get no heat out of this son of a bitch. Did you ever try one of them suckers, man? Stand right in front of it. You can't even burn your blue jeans. I'm telling you, my cigarette puts off more BTUs than that heater.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
You want my credit card number?
Do you have...
Visa, MasterCard, Amex...
Do you have the, wait a minute. Do you have the promo
Discover,
code or the claim code?
No, I'm going to pay full price. I don't care, man. I'm rich.
Well, you are.
Yeah, because if I depended on this thing to heat my house, I'd be frozen like a popsicle.
Drop code in there for you.
You're going to give me the drop code, even though I'm rich?
Yeah, I'm still going to give it to you, sir.
Well, I'm using my American Express, which is like a platinum card.
Mm-hmm.
So I get, like, frequent flyer miles. Maybe I can go to Ohio and thank these freaking weirdos that put this wood shit together and ask them, do they realize what the hell they're doing selling this fucking coffee maker in a fucking wooden crate? Why are you laughing at me, dude? You think I'm silly?
No. What's your first name, sir?
Dave Hawks. All one word.
H-A-W-K-N?
That's right.
Your address?
Over there.
Over where?
You don't think I'm really buying this thing, are you?
Well, you told me to do it.
I know. The guy next to you has a better chance with Granny, who's naive
okay.
and senile.
Well, you have a good day, then.
All right, then. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Bye.